الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, last week on Friday we were observing the last day of Ramadan and we all were fasting through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzat accept all our rozas, all the ibadat we made, our tawbah, istighfar, tilawat, taraweeh, tasbihat. A week has passed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that istiqamat and let us be steadfast on that path that we have chosen. We have cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, oh Allah, let me continue performing salat 5 times regularly. Let me continue my tilawat, my tasbihat, my dhikr. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, ya munqallib al-qulub, ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ دِينِكَ. He would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep his heart steadfast on deen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say Allah is our Rabb and then they are steadfast. One verse says, فَلَا خُوفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There is no fear over them and there is no grief upon them. And another verse mentions that at the time of mort, angels come down and assist such a person and they drive away the shayateen. Our condition should not be like that example that is given of a ju'al in Arabic, a dung beetle or a worm that spends its entire life in feces and in dung of animal. And suddenly one day, this tiny little worm comes out of this dung, looks at the beautiful blue sky. It smells in the fresh breeze, the fragrant air. It looks at the greenery around it. And it begins to praise its surroundings and its new environment. It admires this beautiful scene, blue sky, fresh breeze, the green leaves. And it gives a little speech about how wonderful this environment is and how beautiful this environment is. But after saying all this and after understanding how beautiful its new surrounding is, how fragrant and how fresh the new surrounding is, it still goes back into that feces and dung and stool. It goes back into its own environment. So let not our example be such that after we have discarded all the evil and the sins and we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we made promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it not be that we go back to our old environments of vice and sin. In one hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us, Ibn Adam, O mankind, ma ansaftani. You are not just to me. You are not making a ma'amala of insaf and adl to me. Azkuruka fatansani. I remember you, but you forget me. وَأَدْعُوكَ I call you towards me. فَتَذْهَبُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ But you go to somebody besides me. 5 times the Adhan is called out. Same Muazzin in the month of Ramadan. Same Muazzin now. The same call we are hearing. It's the same Masjid. Same Musalla. فَتَذْهَبُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ But we go to somebody else. We go to our homes, to our wives, children, to our shops. We are busy entertaining ourselves. Allah says, I am calling you my banda. فَتَذْهَبُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ But you are going somewhere else. أُذْهِبُ عَنْكَ الْبَلَايَا I remove disasters. I remove bala from you. وَتَعْكِفُ عَلَى الْخَطَايَا But you still stay fixed onto sins. Aren't you showing injustice to me? In one riwayat, Allah has mentioned, Ibn Adam, what is this injustice you are doing to me? I have removed your enemy, Iblis, Shaitan, from Jannat. Jannat is free from Shaitan. Imagine when the Jannatis will go to Jannat, there will be nobody to deceive them. I have removed your enemy from Jannat. But what have you done? You have placed him into your heart. You have given him a dwelling place, an abode in your own heart. Are you being fair? Are you being just? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Fatir, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna wa'adallahi haqq. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is true. Allah has made promises to His believers, males and females. Allah has promised us maghfirah. Allah has promised us Jannat. Allah has promised us Sawab. If you perform good actions, Allah says, I will give you blessings. Allah has promised us that if you do good deeds, then I will wipe away all your sins and all your bad deeds. And the beautiful paradise Allah has promised us. So the promise of Allah is true. Then Allah says, do not be deceived by the worldly life. And do not be deceived by gharur, that shaitan who deceives a lot. Let us understand who is shaitan. Allah makes mention after that, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ Allah says, shaitan is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا Treat him as your enemy. In this world, Allah has shown us an example of the deceiving nature of shaitan, his deception. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء Allah mentioned in the third para, the shaitan promises you, he makes you afraid of poverty. And shaitan takes you to haram. Perhaps you will do that one deal and transaction, knowing fully it is haram. But you just want to get more rich, and you are scared you'll become poor. Forgetting and not having that yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the true provider. So a person opts for haram. Why? Because shaitan has made him afraid that you'll become poor. Shaitan promises him that perform sins. Go to the rave clubs, go to the casino, gamble, drink wine, alcohol, take drugs, live a life of happiness and entertainment only. And there is no punishment for you. There's nothing as hisab kitab. You may have long aspirations. You're going to live for long in this life. And there's no punishment for you. Allah promises you maghfirah. Allah promises you forgiveness. So two people, we have Allah on one hand. And on the other side we have shaitan. Shaitan taking us towards evil. Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah is calling us to darus salam, that is jannat. Shaitan took the form of a chief. He went to the Quraysh at the time of Badr. Quraysh are fighting the believers. Shaitan promised help to the Quraysh, the non-believers, against the Muslims. The battle of Badr is taking place. Allah sends down angels to assist the believers. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَسَ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ Wallahu shadidul iqab. These are the words of Shaitan. Battle of Badr taking place. He promised the disbelievers help and nusrat. He came with these people. Suddenly he sees angels coming down. Shaitan turns to his heels. He takes a U-turn. He leaves the hand of that person who he was holding and who he had promised help and assistance from the Quraysh, one of the leaders. They ask him, where are you leaving? Where are you going? Not knowing this is Shaitan. He says, I can see what you cannot see. He could see angels coming down. Suddenly he says, I fear Allah. Allah's punishment is severe. Shaitan didn't bring Iman. But he felt that now Qiyamah will take place. He could see the azab of Allah coming. So this is the deceptive nature of Shaitan. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ Day of Qiyamah. Allah will decide. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ One group to paradise, one group to Jahannam. May Allah make us among those who go to Jannah. After Allah decides, people of Jannah are going to Jannah, people of Jahannam are proceeding to Jahannam. One riwayat suggests, Shaitan will address the disbelievers then. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi in another narration says that Shaitan will be given a member made of fire in Jahannam. A pulpit made of fire in Jahannam. When the people of Jahannam will see that all the believers of this world, they went to various Anbiya alayhi musallat as salam asking them, to intercede on their behalf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, they will be sent to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will intercede on their behalf. Sal tu'ta washfa' tu shafa'. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be granted shafa'at for his ummat, who he cried for day and night, day and night, day and night. In sajda he cried, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Every Nabi was guaranteed a dua in this world. Dua'un mustajab. Allah said, make this dua, your dua will be granted. Every Nabi utilized his opportunity in this world. He made that dua. Allah granted him that dua. Beside Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was given that opportunity, he said, I will delay this dua for the day of Qiyamah, when I will intercede on behalf of my ummah. Now Shaitan is given a member and he gives a bayan, a khutbah. Why does he give a speech? The people of Jahannam, when they see that the people, the believers, they go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah accepts his intercession on their behalf and Allah gives them jannat. They've got no other place to go. They go to Shaitan and Iblis. You are the one who misled us. You are the one who deceived us. We followed you. Now you save us from the fire of Jahannam. Now you speak to Allah. What will Shaitan say? Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ada al-haq. Allah promised you a true promise. Wa wa'adtukum. I also made promises to you in this world. Fa'akhlaftukum. I broke my promise. I lied to you. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ I did not force you. I did not have some extra powers that I held the gun by your head and forced you to follow me. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ I did not have any solid proofs against the proofs of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who came crying to the people, warning them of Allah's azab. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ Except that I invited you, I called you, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي you responded positively, you came, I just indicated to you, this is the path. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Do not reproach me, do not scold me, do not blame me today. لُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Khutbah of Shaitan, words of Shaitan, Allah has mentioned in the 13th para, Shaitan says, blame yourselves now. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي I am unable to assist you, and nor can you help me today. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ Yes, I made you associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who invited you to shirk in this world. And in many cases, you made me the partner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I reject all that partnership today. Inni kafartu bima ashraktumuni min qabl. Inna al-zalimina lahum adhabun aleem. Allah says the oppressors, those who do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do not follow the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only way of life. Let us understand, digest this point. We've heard it again and again. The only way of life that will bring success to us in this world, qabr and akhirat, is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other way of life will bring us success in this world, nor in the hereafter. So this is the deception of shaitan. Imagine in Jahannam, given a pulpit of fire, and this is what he will say. Therefore Allah has warned us, do not be deceived by the world. We have heard many ahadith, many incidents of deception of this world. One alim mentions, beware of the world, as though the world has got a placard on its back, on its front. Hazari min ad-dunya, beware of the world. What is the world saying? Do not be deceived by my smiles. My grasp, my grip is very severe. Do not be deceived by my sweet tones and my voice. Do not be deceived by my sweet voice, because I can make you cry. And I can make you cry very bitterly. That is why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, in tahajjud salat, he's performing salat and he makes dua. He addresses the dunya, ya dunya ghurri ghairi. Oh dunya, do not deceive me. Deceive somebody else. I have divorced myself from you. I have given you 3 talaqs. I have got nothing to do with you. Isa alayhi salatu salam, going with his disciple, he performs salat, he tells his disciple to buy some food. And he buys 3 rolls, he comes back. He's very hungry, he cannot wait for Isa alayhi salatu salam to complete his salat. He devours 1 roll. Isa alayhi salatu salam, on the termination of the salah, asks him, how many rolls did you buy? He says, about 2 only. He says, you bought 2 or 3. He says, Allah's qasam, about 2 only. They proceed the journey. They come to a barren land. Isa alayhi salatu salam now wants to show this person the power of Allah. And he should not lie. He should not cheat. Isa alayhi salatu salam merely indicates to a deer, a reindeer, it comes forward, a buck. Very easily Isa alayhi salatu salam makes zaba of it. Without any effort whatsoever. Person is astonished. He says, for Allah's sake, tell me. You have seen this miracle. Tell me, how many rolls were there? He says, only 2. Then they come to another land, which had been destroyed by Allah's azab. Isa alayhi salatu salam addresses this land, and speaks to the rocks, and speaks to this land. Allah makes this land speak to Isa alayhi salatu salam, and they tell him exactly what azab had come and why it had come. Person is astonished. Again Isa alayhi salatu salam asks him, tell me for Allah's sake, how many rolls did you buy? He says, only bought 2. Then they come to a river, and they have to cross the river. They've got no boat, no transport whatsoever. Isa alayhi salatu salam merely holds this person's hand. They cross the river very easily. Again he's astonished. Again Isa alayhi salatu salam repeats the question. He denies, only 2 rolls they purchased. Then they come to a land. 3 rocks, heavy rocks. Isa alayhi salam says, Kuni dhahaba, become gold. Immediately they turn into gold. This person's eyes pop out. Isa alayhi salam looks at his amazement. He tells him, 1 rock, pure gold, this is you, for yours, laka. This is for you. 1 will be for myself. So he says, what about the 3rd one? He says, the 3rd one is for the one who ate the 3rd roll. So immediately he says, Hazrat, maaf. I was the one who ate the 3rd roll. Isa alayhi salam tells him, take all 3 rocks of gold, pure gold, everything is yours. He makes salam to him, and he parts. This person looks at these rocks of gold. How is he going to carry it? At that moment of time, 3 people come. And he sees 3 people, he runs to them. He says, I've got somebody to help me now. Please, brothers, he persuades them that, please assist me. And I'll give you all something. They do not waste time. They see 3 rocks of gold, pure gold. They kill him immediately. 3 of them decide, we'll share each rock of gold to ourselves. But we are hungry. So one of them opts to go buy some food. And the other two are sitting and waiting. While these two are waiting, they say, when he will come, he will kill him immediately. 3 rocks of gold between the two of us. So much of money we'll have. In the meantime, this person thought he was also very intelligent and clever. He says, when I buy food, I buy poison also. And let me put poison in the food. So he buys the food, he buys poison, puts the poison in the food. And he returns. The moment he comes there, these two people were waiting for him. And they put an end to him. He is killed. They sit down, they say, we are hungry, let us partake of the meal first. Then we can share the gold. Both of them, they begin to eat the food and immediately they pass away. Isa alayhi salatu salam, after some time, this riwayat is in Al-Mustatraf. He comes past, he sees 4 bodies on the ground. 4 people dead. What does he say? Hakada dunya taf'alu bi ahliha. This is dunya and the reality of dunya. This is what dunya does to its people. Therefore Allah has mentioned, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Do not be deceived by the worldly life. Allah who has created the world, Allah who has created the akhirat. Is there any doubt in it? Our iman is on this. خَالِقُ الْحَيَاةُ. Allah is the khaliq of the world. Allah is khaliq of akhirat. When Allah has created these two things, and Allah has placed a price tag on each, and Allah has said, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ. Dunya is meager. Dunya is nothing. Dunya is feeble. Dunya has got no value in my eyes. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. And the akhirat is better. The akhirat is everlasting forever and ever. Allah who has created this. Allah has shown us the reality of this. And Allah has shown us not to be deceived by the deceptive nature of shaitan. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. And do not be deceived by that shaitan who keeps on day and night, he waits to insinuate, cast insinuations into man. He whispers things into us. He causes husband and wife to separate. He causes disunity in the family. He makes us cheat. He makes us deceive people. That taqwa that we had inculcated in ourselves in the month of Ramadan, what has happened to the taqwa? Now when we are busy doing those transactions, we forget Allah is watching us. Umar radiallahu ta'ala's incident we know, when he's making gush at night, and he overhears a mother and a daughter, mother is insisting to the daughter, put some more, add some water to the milk, we'll have more milk, and we can get more money. She said, haven't you heard the call of Amir al-Mu'mineen? He has made this haram, that we should not do so. She says that Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here. What are you worried? One riwayat says, this daughter replies, if Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here, I cannot disobey Amir al-Mu'mineen in public and disobey him in privacy. I cannot obey Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar, in public and disobey him in privacy. And the other riwayat says that if Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here, the Ilah, the Allah of Amir al-Mu'mineen is present. It is the same Allah we worship out of the month of Ramadan. It is the same Allah who is crying to us, who is calling us, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, what has deceived you? What has led you astray from your Allah who is so noble, who is full of forgiveness? Allah does not only forgive in the month of Ramadan, Allah forgives out of the month of Ramadan as well. We have seen the Fajr Salat in most of the masajid. Month of Ramadan full, like how it is Jummah today. At the time of Fajr, we don't have to say how many rows, how many safs we have. Is this loyalty we show to Allah? In every action of ours, I address myself first. Let us not feel that we are superior to others. My respected brothers and elders, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through turmoil. Wallah, in the month of Ramadan, we don't have to talk about overseas and abroad. In our midst, in our own localities, in our own country, how many people did not observe the month of Ramadan? How many people did not keep roza? So many youngsters have taken to the bottle. They are drunk in the month of Ramadan. Wallah, my brothers, this is no lie. When you go out of your homes, and you go door to door and see, go town to town, and you see the halat of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us not be deceived by our own ibadat. Let us not be content in our own ibadat. Very important, let us not look down upon others. We should not feel we are very pious and we are very superior. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went door to door, he cried for this ummah. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala
Such a great Sahabi, read his biography. Such a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guaranteed Jannat in this world. Yet he would hold the hand of another Sahabi. He would tell him, Ijlis bina nu'min sa'atan. Let us sit down. Let us bring iman for a little while. The Sahabi would say, Awalasna mu'mineen. Don't we have iman? What do you mean bring iman? He would say, Nazkurullah fa nazdadu imana. We will talk about Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya, Allah's greatness. Remind ourselves of Allah. Allah is our provider. Allah is our nourisher. Allah has created us. We have to turn to Allah. There is hisab kitab before Allah. Every day and every night, remind ourselves, قُلْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. And our families, our wives, our children, our neighbors, our relatives, the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, we know our condition. Sound asleep in ghaflat, negligence. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu say, Nazkurullah, talk about Allah's greatness. فَنَزْدَادُ imana, and our iman will increase. Such was the caliber and the level of the iman of Sahaba. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala sees a gathering. And then he addresses the gathering. He says, مَاكُمْ رُجُلٌ. Listen very carefully. He says, amongst you there is such a person. He was referring to Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala, son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Sahabi who the angels would have haya and modesty for. Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, he was referring to Uthman. He says, Maakum rajulun, amongst you there is such a person. Law qusima imanuhu bayna jundim min al ajnad lawasi'ahum. If this person's iman has to be taken and made into pieces and distributed amongst a huge army of soldiers, a large army, each person is given a bit, a portion of Uthman's iman. لَوَسِعَهُمْ. It will suffice them in the day of Qiyamah. It will be sufficient for them to enter Jannat. Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, awakened by Rasulullah sallam, ya Haritha, how have you woken up this morning? He says, Ya Rasulullah, مُؤْمِنًا حَقَّ. A true believer. You've made a claim, Haritha. What is your proof? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallam, I've broken myself away from the love of this dunya. I've broken myself away from the love of this world. The entire day I keep roza in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At night, I spend my time in tahajjud salat, crying to Allah. وَكَأَنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي. Allah's qasam, he says, it is as though now I can see the arsh of my Allah in front of me. It is as though I can see the people of Jannat on my right, enjoying the bounties of Jannat, and the people of Jahannam on my left, crying and shrieking for help. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ. You are such a person whom Allah has lightened and brightened his heart. Falzam holds steadfast unto this. Sahaba made an effort on the iman. There are so many incidents, time has already expired. Sahaba made an effort on the iman. They cried. Nabiya Kareem some cried for this ummah, for you and I. We have got Islam on a golden platter. Let us not be selfish. Let us not be selfish. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not selfish. He could have made dua for himself, for his grandsons, for his family, for his daughter Fatima, for Azwaj Mutahharat. No! He cried not only for them, but he made dua for his entire ummah. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha became so happy on one occasion when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for, Wallah, forgive Aisha all her sins of the past, future, all her minor sins, all her major sins, any sins if she committed in public or privacy. Oh Allah, forgive her completely. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala became full of joy and ecstasy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this beautiful dua for me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, Aisha, Allah's qasam, I make this dua for my entire ummah 5 times a day. Oh Allah, my ummah. Oh Allah, my ummah. Oh Allah, my ummah. Have you forgotten the sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A little bit of harkat, a little bit of fikr. Go out to the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few words with kindness, with love, affection. Ulama explain, look at the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this nigah, with this nazar, that they are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you ever looked at any person out of the masjid that he is also ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is also blessed with iman? Have you looked at our own wives with this nigah? It is mentioned in the riwayat, the most beloved to Allah is that person who loves Allah, and then he makes others love Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, such people will be given pulpits that even Anbiya and Shuhada will be envious of. Why? They commanded the people towards good. They prohibited them from evil. It is mentioned in the riwayat that they spoke to them kind words of advice. Again and again they went to their home, invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah invites us to Jannat. Shaitan's jamaat, Shaitan's group, Shaitan invites to Jahannam. He does not want to go to Jahannam alone. Allah mentioned, Ala inna hizba shaitani humul khasirun. The jamaat of Shaitan will be at a loss, destruction. Ala inna hizba Allah. The jamaat of Allah. That jamaat, that group, their response to the call of Allah. They make Islam themselves and they are worried and concerned about others and they are successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. May Allah give us the haqiqat of Iman. Bless us with Iman. Give us khatam of Iman. May Allah help us to make the fikr of Nabiya Kareem sallam our fikr and go out to the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَأَن يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. One person, if Allah uses us for the hidayat of one person, it is better than red camels. In today's time, the precious, beautiful, luxurious cars that we have. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.